In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Hello, this is Bible Points, a production of Banking Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Thanks for listening in today. You know, I want to talk to you about hearing today. Hearing is an amazing thing. We take in sound and we discern what that sound means. We listen to it and understand what it is. You know, the act of hearing is simply that. Somebody can talk to us and we just pass by and without listening. We can hear people in a room talking and we pass by. It's not our business. We don't listen to that. We can hear but not take any action on the sounds that we do hear. Hearing often means understanding in the Bible. And so when I hear Jesus, if I hear him, that means I understand what it is that he's saying. Now, understanding doesn't necessarily mean that I'm good with Jesus. There are lots of people who hear the word but are not good with Jesus. They're not right with God. And so I want to make sure that as I listen to Jesus, I stop and I put my emphasis, I give my attention to what Jesus is saying, not only just to hear him, not only just to understand his words, but to actually do what it is that he directs. Jesus gave a lot of commands in the Bible. He said in Mark 16, 16, those who believe and are baptized will be saved. And so that means that, first of all, I have to hear what he has to say, and then I have to do what it is he wants for salvation. And so I hear that, I obey that, and I am baptized to wash away my sins. So in real life today, that God is still active and he still expects us to do what it is he says that we ought to be doing. Here's a Bible verse, Luke 8 and verse 8. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Jesus, after finishing the description of that parable, said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. That means to understand. Now, from all the things that we know about the parable of the sower, there are three accounts of people who, for whatever reason, are not connected to Jesus. However, that fourth person that's in the list, he does what it is that Jesus wants done, and he produces a hundredfold. Can you imagine that a babe in Christ, a very new Christian, has a lot of growth area in him, and as he progresses, he is producing fruit for Jesus through all of that time. And through down through the years, he has produced a hundredfold from where he was at the beginning. You see, the word of God was implanted in his heart, and he produced. And that shows action, friends. People do things with their faith. Faith without works is dead. We're going nowhere unless we have God works that prove, that show the fact that we have our faith and we're putting it into action. We cannot please God unless we do what he says. It's just like the old hymn, trust and obey. Thank you for listening to Bible Points today. This is a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. We always invite you to our services. Our services begin at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning with Bible class, 10:30 a.m. worship, and then again on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for more Bible study. You know, you're always welcome. We've said that. But we're always available to you in some way or another to study the Bible together. We have Bible correspondence courses. We can start an email Bible study. We can meet on Zoom or Skype, for example. There are just many ways in which we can share God's word together, and I invite you to do that. Thank you so much for listening today. God's blessings be upon you.